Hello and welcome again. This is episode 4 in the second series of a parent going through stuff, through life. First of all, I have been listening to the previous podcast and I know there's an echo. This is because this is the only quiet place I have to record these audios. It is a nice place, but it's echoey, so apologies for that. Anyhow, getting on to what I wanted to share today. I wanted to go back to this podcast quite a while ago, and there was always something going on. And you know what? I'm very good at finding excuses and reasons, a lot better at finding excuses than reasons, I have to be honest. But we were changing cities and trying to get things ready and finding my feet in the new place, etc. So I didn't do it. But I've been established for 2 or 3 weeks and I had the idea about the topics and just didn't do it. And even to the point that just this morning I recorded some of those ideas. And the recording was on my phone, and that's where it was. And I kid you not, I think I've started paying bills before publishing those audios, which got me thinking, saying, oh, what's going on here? Is it really that I need to pay this bill or answer that email or whatever it is? Or is it that I'm freaking out a bit at putting myself out there again? Let's be honest, every time that we try to do something is a bit daunting, especially if it's something new. Every time that we stop doing something and we have to go back to it, it feels like that. Not as much, but it can feel like that. So I do have to admit, it took a lot for me to kind of say, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to get on with it. That's my task for today. Needless to say, I got into 3 or 4 other tasks before doing it. So yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? What are those things that we know we have to do and we don't? What are the emails that we should be sending, or the calls that we should be making, or the conversation we should be having and we're not having, and why we're not having them? Now, a long time ago, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, and we were talking about fear of failure. Oh, I'm not doing this because it's fear of failure. I'm procrastinating. I am not doing this. And we were quite harsh on ourselves. And we just kind of say, oh, well, we just kind of have this fear and we have to conquer this fear. And you know what? Despite all those conversations, neither him or I did what we had to do. Yeah. However, a few months later, we talk again and he was doing it and I was doing it. We were talking about, was it really fear of failure, or was it that we just were not convinced on what it is that we wanted to do? And do we need to be convinced to do something? So it was a very interesting thought, isn't it? Am I procrastinated, pushing things out because I'm afraid of what's going to happen, this or that? Or is it that I think it's just not good enough? That is not ready, that I don't have my thoughts clear on this, or that I don't have what the resource, the material, the structure, or the information that I need to make it happen. And maybe it's both, isn't it? Maybe it's that one is leading to the other, and then comes all the excuses under the sun. So what else? What else am I not doing? So let's see, here comes, I go into the unknown here, okay? So I haven't prepared this and I wasn't expecting to ask myself this question. What else am I not doing? I'm not looking at my business finances as I used to. I guess that's part because I know they don't look as rosy as they used to be because I'm working less time now out of a personal choice each. What else I'm not doing? I haven't weighed myself for a long, long time. Okay, yeah, I don't have a scale at home because it's still in the storage with the removal and all that. And it's going to be there for a long time. But there are ways about it, isn't it? It doesn't cost much money to order one of those on Amazon or whatever and get it delivered. Why? I probably put a few kilos on over the summer and I'm working through those and I want to kind of look good when I do it, maybe. What else I'm not doing? I'm not planning holidays. I'm not planning trips. I'm not planning days out. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? It's a very important part of my life and our life as a family, and I just totally lost the habit of doing it. That's something I wasn't expecting to say or to share out loud. What else I'm not doing? Let's be honest, I'm not creating business as much as I used to. I was always on the go. Loved it, really enjoyed it, felt really accomplished. And now I am kind of, should I do it, should I not? For those that don't know, I moved from London to Amsterdam. I still commute back to London for my work. And I know I could set camp here, but I'm not doing it. I am just coming and going and doing less. So should I not? I am 100% not clear. That's the only thing that I'm clear is that I'm not clear. So here we go. Wow, that was an interesting one. What is that you're not doing? What is that you are procrastinating, stopping, that you're not convinced? And what needs to happen for you to do it? What needs to be true for you to attempt it? And maybe it's time. Maybe it's more clarity. Maybe it's more conversations or discussions. Maybe it's time, free time. What it is? And is that a valid reason or an excuse? And I can tell you, as I said, I'm really good with excuses. But then I do realize that the excuses are not valid reasons. So, when you're saying, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in 5 minutes. Yeah, it's like when I ask my daughters, pick up your shoes or tidy up your room, where I say, I'm on it. I'll do it just now. That just now never happens. So I guess that in some things we just don't evolve as much as we think through the years. Anyhow, that's my thought for you today. What's that you're not doing? And is it valid for you not to do, or should we just get on and do it? Should we just pick up the phone and call that person or write that email or maybe pay that bill, whatever it is, what it is that you're not doing? And is it a valid reason for you not to do it? And there might be valid reasons. I'm sure there is a lot of those. So, interesting thoughts. Hope you're well, hope you're keeping safe, and hope you are enjoying life. And if you're not, what's holding you back? And just what needs to happen for you to do. Yeah. So take care. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.